with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Hamas refuses to surrender, sparing civilians more suffering, more death, the horrors of the Gaza war brought on by the October terror attack on Israel multiply.
Israel told residents of central Gaza to head south. But even as the displaced have poured in, the southern town of Rafah has not been spared. A strike Thursday evening destroyed a residential building, killing well over a dozen people, according to the media office of the nearby Al-Kuwaiti hospital. Israel blames the high death toll on Hamas, which it accuses of embedding inside the civilian population. I'm Karen Chamas.
Primary voters in California will see Donald Trump's name on the March 5th ballot. California's Secretary of State has certified the candidates, and Mr. Trump is among them. It was a different story in the state of Maine.
Colorado's Supreme Court has already banned Mr. Trump from its Republican primary ballot, and now Maine's Secretary of State, who oversees elections, has done the same. However, Mr. Trump can still appeal against this latest decision through the state's courts, and his name will remain on the ballot until the legal avenues have been exhausted. Several other states have rejected the constitutional argument deployed in Maine and Colorado, and the U.S. Supreme Court is almost certainly going to have to intercede in the coming weeks.
The BBC's Gary O'Donoghue. Russia unleashing a barrage of more than 100 missiles and drones on cities across Ukraine overnight. Congressman Henry Cuellar tells CNN that President Biden has turned a blind eye to the crisis on the southern border. A Texas Democrat fears it will cost Biden, who's currently on vacation in the U.S. Virgin Islands, the election. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 21 points, the Nasdaq ahead 4, the S&P up 3 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention made a big decision in 2023.
Delegates to the summer convention voted overwhelmingly to keep the denomination's prohibition on the ordination of women. The SBC also kicked out Rick Warren's Saddleback Church for its violations of that rule. Some people got mad, but Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says, quote, "It's a matter of biblical commitment to the scripture that we believe clearly limits the office of pastor to men." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Americans are embracing Bible apps. According to the Pew Research Center, more than 20% of U.S. adults use apps or websites to help them read scripture. Nearly 10% of them use those apps or websites on a daily basis. With over 100 million downloads in 2023 alone, the YouVersion Bible app is the most popular. There are a number of other options available, though, as well. This is SRN News. The results of the latest global headcount are in.
The world population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day will stand at more than 8 billion people. That's according to figures released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The worldwide growth rate in the past year was just under 1%. At the start of 2024, 4.3 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The growth rate for the United States in the past year was 0.53%, about half the worldwide figure. The U.S. added 1.7 million people and will have a population on New Year's Day of 335.8 million people. I'm Norman Hall.
Hawaii's governor and mayor welcoming visitors back to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people, destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. They want the economic boost that tourism will bring, especially heading into the year-end holiday period. More details, srnnews.com.